Maybe you wake up in the middle of the night, cold sweats and a fevered brain, unable to sleep, impossible to think clearly. You feel an anxiety, you have labored breathing, you feel mood swings from rage to despair. Yeah, you've talked to your doctor and he suggests you try an extra adult beverage in the evening before he prescribes lithium. He tells you you're not alone, that half his patients lately seem to be suffering similar symptoms. Mass hysteria, he mumbles to himself, and you go home thinking you should seek a second opinion, or a third, or double down on those adult beverages. You decide to quit watching the news, stop reading the papers, forego the radio. It doesn't help, not a bit. Menopause, you wonder, or in half the cases, male menopause. Hot flashes, mood swings, depression. You discover half the neighborhood is suffering the same malady. Something in the water? Something in the air? A terrorist nerve toxin, maybe? And then, out of the blue, right after the president sides with Putin over his own intelligence agencies, and even some of his Fox friends wonder what in the world, Rand Paul, of all people, comes out and says this hysteria is nothing more than intense hatred that blinds you to, well, maybe not facts exactly, but Trump's latest diplomatic move. He even gives it a name. After all, he is a doctor. Okay, an ophthalmologist. And you are having trouble seeing straight. He calls it Trump derangement syndrome. Meaning, you hate the guy so much you can't see what he's doing is smart, strategic, and possibly even visionary. You can't see it because, well, you're blinded by hatred. If he calls the EU our foe, if he believes Putin when he tells him he didn't tamper with the elections, if he tells you he's saved you from nuclear war with North Korea, if he lambasts our NATO allies and goes straight to Helsinki to meet amiably with the Russian leader, well, you only see red. You're locked and loaded with piss and vinegar. You have TDS, my friend. You've doubled down on the double negatives. And from here on out, you will hear that diagnosis again and again. Think, Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. There's no cure, and I suspect no one is looking for one. So today, when the Trumpster reverses once more on whether the Russians meddled with our election, jumping back to his original position, which, if you remember, was before he explained the double negative, he actually meant to say, well, you probably gnashed your teeth and beat your fist and screamed into the storm. Because you hate the guy so much. You are blinded to the genius of his strategy. You probably even think, like me, that Trump derangement syndrome isn't a description of us. It's a perfect description of him. It's quite a disease.